On the coast as well, in the Mattole Forest, and you know where PG&E is cutting trees in Humboldt Redwood State Park, and you know, so these things are going on all around us, and you know, if you're paying attention and keeping an open mind and keeping your
plug in, as you're saying.
Eyes open.
We got to run, Karen. Sorry, we have 30 seconds left. So yeah, plug into KBOO is one place to do it, and the Earth First Journal. Thank you, Karen Pickett, so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye, everybody.
We want room for the buffalo. The grizzly needs some place to go. Roundup developed.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. The time is 8:59. Next up, we have Fight the Empire.
Well, good morning. This is Fight the Empire on KBOO, your radio station, a station that belongs to you and me and the people, all the listeners, and it's up to us to keep this station going. Big business is not going to keep it going for us. So now is we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and so give us a call at 503-231-8187. Or go to KBOOFM online and follow the donate button there. So, on with the show. The Industrial Revolution began in Great Britain around 1760. For centuries, production had been at a very low level, but with the Industrial Revolution, it took off, made a great rise in production, and many people thought it would never stop. Newly industrialized Great Britain went on to build a world empire, and for a while the sun never did set on some part of that empire, but eventually the empire was overthrown one piece at a time. But the Industrial Revolution continued, but now it too is approaching an end, and the empire depended on the acquiescence of the subjugated people, the natives around the world, whose resources were being stolen. The Industrial Revolution depends on those resources, which themselves are now dwindling. So for many, the answer is we switch to a renewable economy. That's how the forward thinking goes. The world is moving toward a future of renewable energy, but the technology requires materials that are not renewable and are growing scarce. So if you have any questions or comments, the number to call is 503-231-8187. Give us your feedback. And so our nation and much of the world is moving toward a future of renewable energy. But like I said, the technology requires materials that are not renewable, and they are growing scarce. For example, the solar power requires photovoltaic cells. Wind power uses giant turbines that require manganese, molybdenum, nickel, zinc, and various rare earth metals. renewable electricity is stored in batteries using copper. Electric vehicles require cobalt, graphite, lithium, manganese, and those rare earths. And many of these materials come from a few countries. Most of our cobalt comes from the Democratic Republic of Congo. China supplies the rare earths. Argentina and Chile produce most of our lithium. An electric car, according to International Energy Agency, uses 6 times the minerals of the old-fashioned gas guzzler. And all of these materials, all these minerals, are growing scarce, with peaks sometime in this century. Oil, on which our economy rests, has enough for 46 years at current production. Natural gas estimated enough for about 58 years. Phosphorus could run out in 50 to 100 years. Aluminum, there's lots of bauxite in the ground, but mining and smelting use a lot of energy. Coal, there's enough of that for about 188 years, but that is already has wrecked the environment. The 17 rare earth elements, China supplies 97% and says that they could be gone in 20 years. And from what I hear, there's even a shortage of sand, which of course is a major component of all our concrete structures. And all of this mining and processing uses huge amounts of water, which is left contaminated. So that is a situation we're in right now. Give us the call at 503-231-8187. So many people talk about moving into space. A study, which itself is a project that requires all kinds of energy and resources, but how you get these mineral products back from space is seems like a very difficult question, but. So the Earth's population will be according to a study by the World Wildlife Fund, Earth's population will be forced to colonize 2 planets within 50 years if natural resources continue to be exploited at the current rate. And that's according to a report that the World Wildlife Fund put out recently. The study warns that the human race is plundering the planet at a pace that outstrips its capacity to support life. In a damning condemnation of Western society's high consumption levels, it adds that the extra planets, the equivalent size of Earth, will be required by the year 2050 as existing resources are exhausted. The report is based on scientific data from across the world and reveals that more than a third of the natural world has been destroyed by humans over the past 3 years. Using the image of the need for mankind to colonize space and a stark illustration of the problems facing Earth, the report warns that either consumption rates are dramatically and quickly lowered, or the planet will no longer be able to sustain its growing population. Experts say that the seas will become emptied of fish, while forests, which absorb carbon dioxide emissions, are completely destroyed, and fresh water supplies become scarce and polluted. The report offers a vivid warning that either people curb their extravagant lifestyles or risk leaving the onus on scientists to locate another planet that can sustain human life.
Arthur's on the line. We have a call.
We have somebody on the line. Good morning.
Well, good morning. It is nice out today, isn't it?
Well, it looks nice out my window, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, the term renewable is becoming a misnomer. It's a buzzword, you know, greening, sort of. Don't you think? Right?
Well,
renewable energy, yes, sure it is. So I have to agree with you there, and would rather keep the subject on the electric vehicle energy technology rather than space colonization, which is beyond the pale, I'd say. But
I think the reason for the space analogy is that since we're not going to go to the since we can't go and confiscate two other planets, we're going to have to make do with what we have here on Earth. And that points to this kind of situation we're in right now. So anyway, go ahead with your commentary.
Well, transportation planning is really my forte for the last 30 years here in Portland. And the electric car that we're being told is the direction we need to take, and that's really true. I agree with that, but it looks to me like it's being thwarted by the powerful interests, so that these energy systems that we would have with our cars will be directed to the most wealthy of us, less than 5% people, and a lot of it is used for the kind of activities that we need to do less of, like trucking goods, shipping goods around the world as much as we do. Like the Daimler truck manufacturing facility, for every one truck, the battery pack to operate as they do today, you could power 500 households for 15 years. Mm-hmm. So poor distribution of these resources that have their own impact on the land. So we need to decide whether we're going to continue with global trade as much as we do, and flying as much as we do. And
let me interject here that you can have electric cars and trucks perhaps, but as far as I know, there's no way to have an electric airplane that would fly very many passengers. But go on, continue, please.
Well, electric cars is more important, because then a car in the garage or will power a house in the event of a grid failure. And if you match a solar array to a small battery pack in the car, and you've got an indefinitely limited power supply for long periods of time, and then you're able to manage it. How much power you use in the house as well.
Why don't you lay out how that works? That's an interesting concept right there.
An electric car has a limited range. You can have a small battery, and you can go 20 to 50 miles a day, and then you end up deciding that you can use the electricity for the house or for the drive, so you drive less. When you drive less, you patronize local economies more than the big box, the Costcos, the Walmarts, the distribution system that trucks goods manufactured from around the world more than we can sustain. But I hope you understand, kind of getting my message here. It's a little bit difficult for me to continue. Am I still with you there?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with that point there, and maybe you can carry on with the idea that the Daimler Trucking Company, the ones that direct battery resources that will be wastefully used for global trade, I'd make a big story out of that. They did a hybrid instead for trucking, which would multiply the use of the batteries in trucking 5 to 10 times effectively, but it's never talked about. So I want to go with that, Per. Have a good day.
Okay, well, thank you for that. He brought up I am back on the air. We got cut off momentarily, but we had a caller talked about electric vehicles, and one thing that he meant that was brought up was that electric vehicles, they're not going to they can come in handy for different uses for local driving, but they're not going to kind of keep the whole motoring situation going the way it is now. But if anybody has a question or comment about that, what do you think is the future of electric vehicles? Do you have an electric car? What has been your experience with it? Give us a call at 503-231-8187.
We have a caller.
We have a caller on the line. Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, I have a friend who's a geologist, and he tells me that we're going to need a lot of lithium.
Mm-hmm.
One of the largest deposits of lithium is in Afghanistan.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it makes you kind of wonder what's going to happen. I think China is where we'll be buying it, because I think China is just sitting back, going to collect as much lithium as they can.
Hmm. Well, I heard that this lithium came also from Chile and then Bolivia, but
I think Afghanistan is the third largest deposit.
Okay, boo.
But still, we're going to have their lithium, and that's all there is to it, because electric cars require rare earth materials, and that's what's going to need to be happen. One thing I'd like to make a comment: best speech I've ever heard on the environment was from Greta. And the words blah blah blah.
yeah. What?
I hope everybody gets to hear that, because that was the best speech ever.
I think she's a very articulate woman, and so I'd be very interested in seeing how she goes on. She's only about 16 or 17, and she's...
I know, it's incredible. You have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Anyway, to the listeners out there, give us a call at 503-231-8187. Do you have an electric car? If you do, how is it working for you? Have you been following Greta Thunberg has been telling the world leaders? What do you think of her message? Give us a call, 503-231-8187. This is KBOO. It's your radio station. Our listeners actually own this station. our listeners operate this station. It is something we do all by ourselves. We do not need big, giant corporations to do it for us and then sell us a project, the product at inflated prices. We do this on a shoestring, but even the shoestring needs to be replenished. So give us a call, 503-231-87. You can call in with a question or a comment, and you can also or you can go online with questions or comments, and also you can go online and you can follow the cues as to how you can help fund this station. So
we have a caller.
We have another caller online. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. I was listening to the research that you were speaking about this morning concerning space and all of the earths and rare earths that we need in order to change our society from a gasoline society to a renewable energy society.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm, I guess so, yes. Mm-hmm.
And something also pertaining to the population and how our present system can't maintain the present population, how our present level of consumption cannot maintain the present population of, what do you say, 7 billion human beings on the planet?
Okay, I will go along with it. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I was just going along with what you said. Well, if we would have been in space by now, if we were going to be in space. I'm quite sure you remember when you were younger how the Apollo space missions and how many Apollo space missions went to space, and mm-hmm. everyone had the expectation of at least colonizing space by now. We haven't, and I don't think we're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the like you said before, there's a limit to the batteries, the raw material to create batteries. You're absolutely correct. We're there is a limit to mm-hmm. it. What's happening is that the renewable energy system is going to create a scarcity that's going to not encourage the present population to sustain itself. It's almost mm-hmm. like it's almost like cutting back water and precious minerals to a garden. It doesn't put out yield. The seeds may not germinate. That's what you do to large human beings. You create scarcity. We have the technology, I remember was told, to where we can pull hydrogen directly out of water, and the only thing that comes out of our tailpipes is more water. And I mean super technology, not just the technology that we could use today to where it might it might be an addition to the present gas systems. I'm talking about our scientists have discovered some amazing things that regular people don't have a clue about, and when we do look at these things, it'll start to get our heads going. And my issue is coming from an older generation is how they kept selling us space colonization. I don't think it's going to happen. I think if you're mm-hmm. a billionaire, you and I as regular people won't have access to the same type of same mode of transportation as a billionaire. While mm-hmm. they're telling us that we can't fly, they will be flying. It's a known fact that billionaires are big polluters, and no one goes after them. Greta mm-hmm. Thunberg doesn't go after them. Okay, so as far as humanity is going, I think it's all beautiful and great, but I've been on this world long enough to actually see what's going on, and I think what this renewable energy is, it's going to create scarcity, and it's going to basically dissuade people from having more babies. And since we don't live 1,000 years, and since we already have the normal lifespans, and then we still have to deal with the ailments like what we're kind of dealing with now. The population can drop tomorrow down to 2 billion. Tomorrow. No one lives forever. So, I wanted to bring that up. You had a very, very good study. I remember you reading the study before. I listen to your show a lot. And I'm into science. And there are a lot of things that came out during the 70s and the 80s. Like one fellow by the last name, I think was Mayers. He was able to create a water car. And there was a big brouhaha for that and the military. And it just wasn't a water car. It literally, through technology, 70s technology, was able to transform that water into hydrogen.
And it ran on hydrogen, and the out of the sort of the residue, the exhaust, was pure water. I think that's how it worked.
Right, and from what I understand, it lost little or no horsepower. I mean, it's almost like you could have your cake and eat it too. But no one talks about the hydrogen power because we have too much water on the planet. So I think this really comes down to what you said in your last point. Population. This is about population and encouraging the population not to have any more babies. I think that's really what it comes down to. Say, hey, beautiful show. Keep it up. Make sure to I'm gonna make sure to give some money to KBOO today, and all my friends, as usual, are contributors. And I just wanted to put that little fun fact in there that if you're not a billionaire, you won't be living the American lifestyle that we're all enjoying today as middle class. Middle class will go away, but it's the billionaires who will actually enjoy the freedom that we all took for granted growing up as children. Have a good day.
Well, thank you for that comment. If anybody else has a comment or a question, give us a call, 503-231-8187. How do you see the future of humanity? Right now, do you think the billionaires are leading the way in anything that is useful for the rest of us ordinary folks, or you think they're just kind of playing a game with all their wealth? You know, they talk about going, I guess, three billionaires got on some kind of a rocket, and they didn't actually go into space, I don't think. I think they sort of went out to the edge of space, and then they came back. Maybe they should have stayed, but anyway, is space any kind of a way out for humanity that is stuck on an Earth that is a kind of depleting its resources, or are we going to have to get into some kind of a different economy? A renewable economy is one that, what would a renewable economy be?
We have a call.
We have a caller online. Good morning, sir. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Go on.
I have an electric car.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a range of 325 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tesla, and Tesla has put up charging these fast charging stations. I don't think you could get more than about 200 miles away from one of them. So in terms of being able to go wherever you want to go, it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the last caller with a number of issues that may come up later, but I must say I really enjoy the car. It's maintenance-free. It's it's clean, it's fast, it's all of the things that you want in a car. And you know, I can drive, for example, to the beach and recharge it fully in about 15 minutes at Tesla's supercharger. So and it has a 80 kilowatt battery that I use for backup power.
Oh, and like backup power, can you park that in your garage and use that as a kind of a backup for your household electricity?
Yes, I can.
Oh, how much? If you don't mind my asking, how much did the car cost in the first place?
Well, mine was pretty expensive, but there are Model 3s that you can get for about $40,000.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's not way out of range of a lot of cars in that general range.
Mm-hmm. So in general, it's been working out pretty well for you then.
Yeah, I really like the car. It's just hard to describe all the good things about it. But like I say, you know, there are problems with anything, and you know there can be shortages of materials. I know Tesla's recently partnered with a capacitor outfit, and they're working on a new kind of battery. I don't know if it'll change any of the problems that result with respect to raw materials, but in any case, you know, it's in terms of, you know, there are a lot of, some of the first electric cars would only go about 40 miles, and that makes mm-hmm. it pretty difficult, you know, unless you have a charger at work or wherever you're going.
Well, I hate to interrupt, but we are at the end of our show. You had some very interesting comments about the electric car and something we might talk about in the future. So thank you very much for that. This has been Fight the Empire on KBOO, which is your radio station. We are in the, in the middle of our fund drive. And so give us a call. Go online to KBOO.FM and follow the lead and how you can keep your radio station going. So I want to thank all our listeners and callers, and stay tuned to KBOO. It's your radio station.